Game two of a doubleheader between the Cubs and Rockies. Colorado won the first game. The Cubs trying to snap a four-game skid. They send 38-year-old John Lackey to the mound. Pick it up, second inning, bases loaded. Lackey with a bat in his hands facing Kyle Freeland.
And John with a base hit. Candelario scores. Russell holds at third. That's an RBI single for Lackey, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
Taking matters into his own hands.
Almora trying to come through. The 2-1 to Albert. Ground ball right side. Off the glove of Reynolds. It goes to LeMahieu. Shovels to second and makes a bad throw. Two runs are going to score. Cubs get another break. Cubs lead 3-0. Reynolds dove for the ball at first, deflected it over to LeMahieu. He then tried to backhand the ball to second and threw the ball away.
Rizzo pops it up over near the Cub dugout. Arenado reaches into the dugout and pulls out the ball. Now that was his inning on defense for sure. That's why he keeps winning gold gloves. John Lackey here into the seventh inning.
Swing and a miss, and Amarista is victim number nine. That was a high curveball. It was not in a great location, but it had a lot of movement, and that's why Amarista missed it. One down.
John. Swing and a miss. Big John with his 10th strikeout. And it's 5-0 after seven. Pitch. High fly to right, it's deep. And it is gone! Two-run homer, Javi Baez. 7-0.
With a high, towering home run to the pull side the other day at Wrigley. This time he goes high and deep the opposite way. So building on that good homestand, Baez had a nice day at the plate here today.
The Cubs earn a split of the doubleheader as they snap a four-game skid, winning at 8-1. 38-year-old John Lackey, the oldest Cubs starting pitcher since 1893, to throw seven scoreless innings with at least 10 strikeouts, according to Elias. Chris Bryant finishes with two hits and two RBIs. A tremendous outing for 38-year-old John Lackey. He goes seven scoreless innings, striking out 10. He talked after the game.
I felt pretty good. Located the ball pretty good. Yeah, kind of slider, curveball, kind of in between was pretty good today. I was able to locate that well.
Danny!
You know, Candy made a great play for me, saving a run in the one inning, down the ball down the line. Really called a great game, and that, you know, five run inning was really kind of makes things easier. You know, when you get a little cushion.
This place can be a house of horrors,
and it has been. Yeah, it has been most of the time for me. I think that's the first time I've done good here. Most of the time, taking a couple beatings in this place. Yeah,
it owed you one.
Yeah, apparently. One thing I know about baseball is I have no idea. You never know what's going to happen.
Can you put your finger on the difference for
today? I was spinning it pretty good today. I was locating that pretty good, but you never know. Yeah.
Have you pitched here enough to know whether that's unusual or not to be able to have a breaking ball like that?
I've only like three or four times here, so I don't have a huge sample size, but yeah, it was.
Do you think it says wall to wall?
Yeah, probably not, I guess.
Did you hear the stat? You and Pedro Martinez are the only guys with seven scoreless and at least 10 strikeouts as visiting pitchers in this park.
You never know, man. Like I said, baseball.
Up next, the series against the Rockies concludes on Wednesday. Kyle Hendricks on the hill for Chicago up against Germán Márquez.